But after I finished that six-week course down there, I went back to work with American Export Lines again. And that six-week course was good for my family because, well, I had my wife and my oldest son was five at the time. We got a little apartment there in Baltimore and got to live in the city and see what that was like for 6 weeks. It was pretty neat for my little boy. And the ship I got assigned to right after that was the Export Builder. And that was a freighter just like the Export Bay. And they loaded it with 6,000 tons of soybean oil in 55-gallon drums down in New Orleans. It took quite a while to load all these drums in there. And then it was a 30-day trip from New Orleans to Chittagong, Bangladesh. But you come out around Florida and take the Gulf Stream and go up into the Mediterranean through the Suez Canal. Now at that point, the Suez Canal had just reopened from the Gulf War. We were like the second American ship to go through the Suez Canal after it reopened again. But anyways, on the way there, out in the middle of the Atlantic, just off Newfoundland, you don't see much ship traffic on that route. And up ahead on the horizon, I see these three little sails pop up. And we're getting closer. I'm looking at binoculars, and these sails, each one of them's got a red cross on them. And as they got closer, that looks like Columbus's ships. I thought, oh my God, we must have gone through a time warp or something, and I'm back 500 years, I'm never going to see my family again, or whatever. So I'm watching all the time, and finally I see this little Zodiac with an outboard motor on it going back and forth between the ships. And what it was they had these ships reproduced over in Spain, and they sailed them over here, and they went on tour in the United States. In fact, they came to Belfast, and actually one of those three ships that I saw is in Rockland right now, and it's going to be open to the public in Camden starting tomorrow for like 2 days. They still have there's another one that the Pinter and the Nina are the ones that's coming to Camden this week. But the Nina is one of the original reproductions. The other one was built in Brazil, and it's not 100% well accurate. But the one that is was actually built by hand. No power tools at all. So anyways, that was a relief to find out they were reproductions, as this was not really Columbus. And over in India, it was a pretty loose ship. The captain didn't demand too much of anybody, and one of the crew members got a monkey for a pet for the ship. So while I was in India, we had this monkey that was just running around, climbing around on the booms, up on the radar mast, and whatever. And in the morning, we got this monkey in Calcutta. We was there for quite a long time, maybe 10 days or so. And then we sailed down to Madras, and the monkey came with us. We was out to sea by the ordinary seaman on the 8 to 12 watch, why his job is to come up and mop out the wheelhouse every morning early, like 6 o'clock or so. Well, he'd bring the monkey with him, and the monkey would set on his neck, you know, just like you was taking a kid and giving him a ride. And the monkey would sit up on his neck there and scream, and the captain would call up from, "Get that monkey off the bridge!" So when we got to Madras, the next port of call was going to be Sri Lanka, Colombo, Sri Lanka, and that's not India, and there's a problem with taking animals. So we ended up giving the monkey to a customs officer there in Madras, and the poor monkey there, he cried like a baby when he left the ship. You know, it's like he's being abandoned.